When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And today's a great show to share because it's Vet Sunday. Dr. Doug Urot's in the house, and he's free when he's on the air. And you know he's a wealth of information. So anyway, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions you need to stream the show. Well, in case you haven't looked outside yet, I'll give you the good news. It's a crummy, rainy day again. It was absolutely spectacularly gorgeous yesterday, but not so today. However, should I say bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? I don't know. He's not looking at me, but at least, thank goodness, he's here. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Morning, Gary.
Hi.
I think you could just look like crap, frankly, and you'd be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed to me, because I'm just so glad to have you back. So you're back in the saddle now for quite a while, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Kind of. We'll talk about that after the show.
Oh, that sounds a little ominous. Well, and I ordinarily would be really happy today because the dynamic trio would be here, but the other third, Ms. Sandy Gaston, is not with us this morning. I got a call on the way in, and oh my, after that dental surgery she's had, you know, her health has been not so great, and she sounds just terrible. I think she has strep throat, and which I can relate to because I had it several times as a teenager, and it was one of the most painful things I've ever experienced, and I just wanted to die. She can't really do anything without swallowing, and every time you swallow, it's like, oh my gosh, your top of your head just blows off. So anyway, Sandy is home caring for herself. I would love it if y'all would say some prayers for special blessings and special healing on all levels for the highest good of Sandy Gaston, and let's help her get through this. Now, the good news is that we do have a dynamic trio today, and actually we've kind of started a little, habit here, because we did this last month.
Two in a row.
We've got, it is Vet Sunday today, because that's the other shock. If you haven't figured it out, did you look at your calendar? It's the first Sunday of June already, and it's not like the first or the second, it's the 6th of June. My gosh, time is going so fast.
It does.
And then you look at the weather, and you wonder, tornado? No, funnel cloud in Monroe on Friday. Oh, that was something. Because where do I live now? Monroe. Fortunately, I'm not down in the valley where those funnel clouds tend to hit. But anyway, Doug Urot is here. It is Vet Sunday, and so we have a nice little round table going here. And, you know, Dr. Doug and I were just talking before we went on the air here, and because we need to get Doug in touch with Sandy, because you said you practice traditional homeopathy.
Yes.
And you were telling me that apparently strep throat and homeopathic remedies work real well for strep throat. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I said they were in bed together is what I said.
But that's what. Yeah, what did you mean by that?
Well, I mean that homeopathy works really good for strep throat.
Okay.
Sandy could feel a lot better quickly if I could get a hold of her.
Okay. So, Sandy and Linda, if you're listening, will you give us a call, please? and we don't have to go on the air, but Dr. Doug, because Sandy, I imagine, has one of the home homeopathic kits.
Right, she has a kit.
Because you make you make at-home
kits emergency kits for
people and their animals. Mm-hmm. So we can buy that from you.
Yes.
And then have it on hand. And, of course, the homeopathic remedies can be used on animals or on people, right?
Animals and people, yep.
Doesn't matter.
And plants, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, what would you use homeopathy? How would you use it with a plant?
Well, all the different plant diseases and things in the house and outside in your garden. Yeah, you can put remedies on them, and it helps.
Really? For, yeah. So for like maybe like in I'm thinking of roses with aphids all over them.
Oh, yeah, there's a wonderful remedy for aphids.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just, what,
just go
you
by
put
by.
It in the soil, or do you spritz it?
You spray it,
it
all over,
you
spritz
it on?
Yeah, and put it in the soil. And but when it rains a lot, you have to give more doses, you know, because it keeps washing off.
Because it washes
off.
Through, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, how cool is that? All
Very
right.
cool.
It's what do we call it? Vet and Nursery Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. So not only does Doug treat all animals and birds and reptiles and fish and you name it, you got anything that's alive
and plants.
Some he does plants too.
Yeah. But not the rocks. They don't need any help.
Rocks don't need any help. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, crystals and stuff, you know, they need clearing once in a while. And you know, they need to be washed in cold water and put in the sun or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. You don't use homeopathic remedies on the rocks. Well, that makes sense. All right, let's not get too goofy.
Actually, a lot of them are made out of the rocks.
A lot of homeopathic remedies
are
come from some kind of rock?
Come from minerals and all kinds of substances, yeah.
Wow. Well, I can tell we're going to have a fascinating discussion today. And we will, I'll tell you what's going on here, and then we'll do what we did, was it last week? What did we do last? No, it was the week before last, Kim Sunday.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so we'll do the same thing. I started news and then said, of course, phone calls take priority. I didn't even get out the phone numbers and the phone started ringing. And we never did do the news.
No, we didn't.
So we could do the same thing today. So, you know, phone lines will be open the whole show. And if you want to talk to Dr. Doug about your plants or animals, I think that's great. You can give us a call. And if you don't want to hear the news, well, then you better start calling. And Gary, of course, will be doing double duty again today.
Yeah.
Or are you on triple duty? Are you pitch hitting for any kind of sporting event today? How'd you like that little sports?
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have a busy day ahead of me.
Yeah? So do we have games on the air after the show?
No, well, not until later.
Oh, okay.
I'm going from this show, well, after I'm done today at 2:00, I'm going over to Safeco Field to do a Mariners post game. Then after that, I'm coming back here for the Storm game at 6:00. So.
Oh, you do have a long day.
Yeah, it's
today.
A full day.
Do you got any homeopathic remedies for a sleep at the switch?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that. And in terms of a little follow up, how did the wedding go? You had an outdoor wedding last Sunday afternoon,
oh,
and
yeah.
It was the clouds and all that. And we tried to ask. We asked that it be dry. Did you guys stay dry?
It was the ceremony was fairly dry.
Fairly dry.
Dry enough.
Dry enough.
Yeah, and then. They afterwards was in a big barn, so it was fun, and it started to rain, but we were all inside after that. But it was fine. It was great.
All right.
Worked out.
Well, and then also speaking of follow-up, because we haven't even really got to that yet, but I was shocked last evening when I watched the 11 o'clock news when it got to sports. What happened to our girl?
I know.
What happened to the dogs, our Husky women's softball team? Was at the World Championships, right? And they were supposed to win again. What happened, Gary?
That's sports.
But they're out.
Yeah, they're done. They lost two in a row.
Two in a row. How does that happen to Danielle Laurie? I mean, and they made it sound like it was her last game. Is that?
Oh
true?
yeah, she's a senior.
Is she done?
She's done. Yeah.
She can't they can't flunk her and hold her back a year or something.
No, I don't think it works that way.
Oh, bum.
They're probably looking into it just in case, but.
Wow. Well, anyway, she certainly is terrific. There was an article, I think, was it in Saturday's paper? Did you see it about her picture on the front page and something about a college phenom after college, what do they do or something, but it was an article about if she were a man, there would be all kinds of employment opportunity after, you know, playing baseball, you know, in college and being so good. But for a woman, there aren't many options. I think what maybe coaching is. So what do you do?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what she does. I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do.
Well, isn't he just a wealth of information for the sports guy? I mean, it's supposed to be his field of expertise.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it used to, it's no longer in the Olympics either, softball. So national teams aren't as prominent as they once were either.
Well.
So, and she's Canadian, so it's.
One would think that I should have been pleased to hear the news because then we don't have to worry about getting preempted here. But, you know, I'm a Husky. And I'm a girl, I really like Danielle Laurie and the team. I was really sincerely disappointed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
As I'm sure they were too.
Yeah,
she looked really bummed. So anyway,
It's the best of the best when you get to that level. So you really have to. It just points out what they did last year, how spectacular that was.
Yeah,
it's hard to do.
That's kind of what I got after, you know, thinking about it. Was kind of like, well, last year was like one of those once in a lifetime deals. So they can savor that. All right, today is Vet Sunday. We will have open phone lines throughout the show. Dr. Doug Girot is a holistic vet. He practices traditional homeopathy, and we've already established he treats pretty much anything in a living, breathing suit, and that would include all kinds of animals, reptiles, fish, wildlife, and now we've added plants to the list, and we've already found out that homeopathy can actually help our plant friends. So how cool is that?
Don't forget the bugs.
Do you do bugs too?
Spiders.
Well, yeah. I would think people
walking
have
sticks.
Oh, they're cool.
Yeah.
Scorpions. Really? Oh, you do scorpions too?
Yeah, I've done them.
How do you treat a scorpion? Very
carefully.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna imagine you could communicate with them and let you know you're trying to help. I don't know. And tarantulas? People have tarantulas as pets, don't they?
They're usually very gentle.
Yeah, tarantulas are supposed to be, like, very, very sweet.
It's kind of creepy when you first let them walk on you, but after that you get used to it.
Yeah, well, those were my two issues with animals growing up, or living creatures, because I love everything. But I had an issue with bees and with spiders. And I have healed my relationship with them as groups, you know, as years have gone by. But there was a time, I can remember when I was in college, and spiders just did me in. And I remember, I think it was at the vet tech thing, and somebody had, a specimen, a tarantula specimen in, like, plastic block, you know, a clear plastic block.
Right.
I couldn't even touch that. That's how bad I was.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. And then, at one point, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I was hired by a couple to come and work with them and their dogs. Got to their home, and we did the dog stuff, and a lot of what I teach in terms of the communication and human-to-animal transference and all that stuff applies to anything live that you live with. Said, well, guess what? We breed tarantulas. They had a breeding room of tarantulas, and they had 72 tarantulas.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and now I'm kind of bummed because I think I maybe, like, poked my head in, but I didn't go in the room. Now, of course, I'd be in there like white on rice. I think I could actually maybe even have one walk on. I think I would be okay.
You got to make your mind up because you can't jump once they're on you.
What happens if you do?
If they fall on the floor, they'll break. You don't want to kill them.
Oh, no. Okay. So they don't, like, panic and bite or something. They break? What do you mean? They're, like, their legs?
Well, if they're not ready to hit the ground, you know, they'll crack.
Oh. Do they have, like, a shell?
No, it's soft and hard at the same time.
So is it their legs that break or their body? I mean, I'm seriously...
No, their little bodies can crack.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're heavy-bodied, you know, when they hit the ground.
Well, I can see, they do have a... Okay. It's because it's kind of a splackle, huh?
Other little spiders, they hit the ground, and they're springy.
Yeah, yeah. I have a pet spider in my house. I have, and that reminds me, I've got a really cool email to read to you, but I actually have named this spider, it's a My Pantry Spider, so I call her P.S.
Mm-hmm.
for Pantry Spider, and she's on the floor. I don't know what kind of spider she is, I just know she's bugs, and she lives right on the floor in the corner of my pantry, and when she hides, she goes up under the baseboard. But, you know, there are little bugs when you have pantries and stuff that, I mean, and when you have, like, animals like I do, and cats, where you have food out a lot. There are these little teeny bug things that will show up, you know, to eat food. And it's kind of unavoidable when you have animals and food around. Except I now, since I'm in my new house, I now have PS, my pantry spider. And my pantry spider's eating all those bugs. And
they're very useful.
They really are. Yeah. And I talk to my spider every day. It's very cool. All right. Okay. Well, let's see. We'll eventually get to Vet Sunday. I have a happening today event, which happens to be a plant sale, so right up your alley. And then we've got some follow up, and I told you a very cool email. And then we'll get to it. So let's see. What do we got? Oh, 10:50 today, current events, and 11 o'clock will be the tip, and we're doing our June tip, which relates to 4th of July, which is coming up, and fears. So if you have dog friends that are afraid of loud noises or fireworks, and you need to sedate them and all of that sort of stuff during the holidays, you want to listen to the tip this Sunday and every Sunday this month, because I tell you how to change the way your animals feel about loud noises and that kind of stuff. And yeah. I would imagine, yeah, I was just going to say, can you treat fears like fear of loud noises and that kind of stuff with homeopathic remedies?
Oh, yeah. Bach flower remedies are good, too. You should always get some rescue remedy.
Get some rescue remedy.
And start putting it in their water the week before when the noise starts. You know, it always starts a week or two before the 4th.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes that helps a lot, and other animals are still crazy. And then there's deeper remedies for those.
Yeah, okay.
Be nice to get started on that before the 4th, though. You know, get a little head.
So start the rescue remedy in their water daily for about a week ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
is it?
Yeah, just put it in their water, and then they drink it, and no, you don't have to do anything.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, let's see. I'll tell you, happening today, I just got notice of it this week, so there wasn't time to put it up on current events, but Furry Faces Foundation's 10th annual June plant sale was yesterday and today, and it goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. And let's see, there will be adoption animals at the plant sale Sunday from 12 to 4. Cats, dogs, and little critters. So up dogs Allie, cats, dogs, and little critters will be available for adoption at the plant sale today from 12 to 4, but the sale itself starts at 10 a.m. It is in West Seattle. It is rain or shine. They say 1,000-plus healthy nursery-quality pets, plants, reasonable prices, beautifully suited for Northwest gardens, unusual tomato varieties, other organic veggies, and then they list all kinds of plants that they will have. And all plant sale proceeds go to support Furry Faces' two funds, Oliver's Fund and It's Hip to Be Snipped. I think that's cute. Which assist animals whose humans are financially restricted or going through tough times. More information, www.furryface, and that's FURRYface.org. Okay, so that is today in West Seattle, and the location is 3809 46th Avenue Southwest. 3809 46th Avenue Southwest. All right, there you go. Now, oh, speaking of spiders, I got this from a listener this week, this email, and it just absolutely touched me. I think Doug, you'll appreciate this. It says, Dear Martha, I caught, instead of letting others kill, a spider, the spinner weaver, and took her outside yesterday in your honor.
All right.
How sweet is that? Yeah. Is that just, like, lovely?
Uh-huh.
Because my favorite spiders are the spinners. And I just, I love them. And I had one outside my back door in Laurelhurst for a couple of years. And, you know, the ones that have the big fat body and they get bigger and bigger and they have the most phenomenal artwork on their bodies.
Yeah, the Northern Cross Spider.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
They are? Because they're just fascinating and they're absolutely spectacularly, exquisitely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love it. And then all of a sudden it was just gone. Do you know what happens to them? I mean,
she probably went and laid her egg somewhere, and she's tending them and hanging around there.
Huh.
Then sometimes they die after that.
Do you know how long their lifespan is?
About 2 or 3 years.
Okay, because she was there a couple of years, and then all of a sudden she's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assume she's a she. I kind of assume all spiders are Charlotte. Called her Charlotte.
Yeah, the big-bellied ones are the females, and the smaller ones are the males.
Okay, then Charlotte was really a Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay, so then now Diana asks after, so I'm just so pleased. Diana, thank you. What a gift. That's just really sweet. And then she asked me, do you pull your weeds or let them go? I don't know if you want to copy what I do, but I'm on new property now. I've only been there like 6 months in Monroe, and I do have kind of wetland swampy type area on both sides of my property, and that has just been kind of allowed to go and is going to just, so the weeds just kind of go in that area and will continue. But in the areas in my kind of what I'd call landscaped areas or, you know, my flower beds and that kind of stuff, absolutely, I pull weeds. But, you know, I talk to everything. I don't know if you do, Doug, but I talk to everything. So if I'm pulling a weed, I tell it how wonderful it is, and I love it and bless it and pull it and tell it to grow someplace else next time.
Mm-hmm.
And tell all your friends, stay out of my flower beds. And so anyway, yeah, I muster all the love I can for whatever kind of weed it is, and I pull it and bless it. And same thing, you know, I squish mosquitoes if I have to. But it's interesting with that kind of swampy area of my property. I have a lot of mosquitoes, and so far it's working for me. And I should probably knock on wood when I say this, but no mosquito bites for me. They do come out, but the first thing I say when I see them when they're swarming, you know, around me or Annie Golden, I just tell them. I said, look, if you try to bite me, I'm going to smush you. So you better stay away. And darn, so far, they like go elsewhere.
Yeah, sometimes you can make them go away just that way.
Yeah, sometimes if you talk to them, they will, and other times they won't. But now, if they land on me to bite, then I will squish them. But when I do that, I bless them and release them and tell them to come back as something else next time and not in my property.
But if you're sitting there busy doing something and producing a lot of carbon dioxide, then they're going to come in there.
Well, is it the carbon? Because I've noticed...
Your breath. It seems
that when you're working outside and maybe starting to sweat or something. Now,
no.
I personally don't sweat, but
no. Horses sweat.
Gary's listening. Did you hear him start laughing? So that's how we know if Gary's paying attention. So is it the sweat? Or you said you?
No, they go
carbon.
After your breath, your carbon dioxide from your exhale.
Really?
Uh huh.
No,
they home in on it.
I thought it was the heat. They had heat sensors.
Well, they do, too. But
they do that, too?
Yeah, but in the dark, you know, when they're going after something, they're looking for the animals are exhaling or you.
Oh.
So you can find that in the dark.
Oh, okay.
Sense the gas.
So don't breathe.
Yeah, don't breathe. Hold your breath. And they won't bite.
All right. Well, Diana, thank you so much for your email. I mean, I just feel really, that's just so wonderful. I'm so touched that you saved one of my favorite spiders. But, yeah, go ahead and pull your reeds. Just love them when you do it. All right, let's see. Then what else have I got? So I told you about the pant sale. I told you about the... Oh, I have to... Speaking of 4th of July, I have a Dr. Al update. Because, you know, Dr. Al Pluckner doing Vet Sunday consistently for quite a long time. And I did talk to him this week. He called me, and he is alive and well and doing great. He's just really, really busy. And y'all know, you regulars know, that he came out of retirement a couple of years ago and went back into practice down in Southern California. And he's working for another vet. And apparently... The vet's been there for 35 years and has an extensive clientele, but Dr. Al in 2 years now has almost as large a clientele as the vet he works for, and so they don't want to give him any time off, and he's been working weekends and Sundays. But he's doing well and still working to get his information out and all of that. And there is a possibility, since Vet Sunday in July falls on the 4th of July, and, you know, holiday or not, we are live here on Animal World. So we'll have a live show on 4th of July, whether I get a vet or not. I don't know what we'll do, but you know, usually I find somebody willing to come in. Anyway, there's a possibility because Dr. Al said they will probably be closed on the 4th of July, so we may get him back for a Vet Sunday, 4th of July. The other one I'm thinking about, now, as I asked you, Dr. Doug, there's a little shakeup going on in the animal world. Well, not this animal world, but the veterinary animal world lately. If you haven't heard, you know, one of our vets here in Animal World, our Animal World vets, is Dr. Mike Saluski, who is a holistic vet, does chiropractic and acupuncture on all animals and Chinese medicine on all animals, but started as an equine practitioner and has been at, Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital for, I think, about 15 years or so. I know we asked that question, Gary, when he was in, because he's also a closet author. Well, not anymore, because he's published a book. Did you know he wrote that murder mystery?
Which one?
Barn Politics.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, he wrote a murder mystery about a vet.
Really?
And let me tell you, it's on the dark side. I said, where the heck did this come from? Ooh, pretty gruesome. Really was, but it was very, and the book, he self-published, and the book, the coloring and the artwork on the book, it just captures the energy just perfect. It's creepy.
I want to read it.
Yeah, well.
You never know what's inside that mind.
No, yeah. I would have brought you my copy and loaned it to you had I known that. But anyways, Barn Politics, and, and so we've had him on a couple of shows, just, you know, to promote the book and that kind of stuff. But at any rate, y'all know that as part of Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital, they built, you know, within the last few years, this phenomenal alternative medicine and rehabilitation center.
Right.
And gosh, that was Mike's baby, and he just, I know, was just goofy about all of that, and it was really quite phenomenal, the work they were doing. Well, a letter came out last week. I was shocked. And there were two main practitioners in there of Pilchuck's alternative and rehabilitation center, and one is Dr. Neary, and she's been on, we had her on the show, and she does the, like, rehabilitation and sports medicine and does the water therapy and all that kind of stuff. She has left now because her last, she was gone as of the 1st of June. And she moved back to Florida, at least the letter said from her that her elderly father. So she's doing something similar to what I did, you know, when I put my life on hold and moved in to take care of my dad. She's doing the same thing, went back to Florida. But the real shocker is there was also a letter from Dr. Mike in this mailing from Pilchuck, and he's out of there too. He's out of there the 1st of July.
Hmm.
And in his letter, he explained that they were fulfilling a family dream to move down to the Willamette Valley, which I think is in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I mean, I was shocked, and I can imagine that there's some panic going on in terms of you know, the animal community, because so many people use Dr. Mike, you know, for the chiropractic and the acupuncture and the Chinese medicine and the natural holistic kind of stuff. And he was such a gifted healer. And I know lots and lots of people in the agility world and competition world, you know, have gone and taken advantage there. So I thought it was kind of nice timing, Dr. Doug, that you're here, because your practice right now is in Lake Stevens.
Yes.
So that's not too far. You know, I mean, that's...
No, that's just north of
Pilchuck. That's kind of within spitting distance of Snohomish and where Pilchuck is. And so you are a very nice alternative choice for folks that have been going up to that area or live in that area and want natural, holistic type stuff. And you do some things that Dr. Mike doesn't do. Now, you do chiropractic, do you know?
I do that, but I don't do acupuncture.
You don't do acupuncture. Yeah, you don't do... What do you mean very rarely?
Well,
sometimes you stick needles in some people. And
yeah, sometimes I do.
Really?
Yeah, but okay. not extensively.
So you fool around with it, sort of.
Yeah, cookbook.
Cookbook, okay.
Yeah, that's not the right way to do it, but it works sometimes.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're a gifted healer, as you are, you can often just work intuitively, which I imagine that you do, that that a lot of times you have to kind of intuit the remedies or whatever is going to work for that patient.
Absolutely.
What about kinesiology? Do you ever use kinesiology to test remedies or medications and so
forth? It's a really effective tool, but you have to use a jumper cable, you know. Somebody has to hold on to the animal so you can test them. And it always seemed like the caretakers were really wrapped up in their pet so much that I would get readings from the caretaker instead.
Ah.
And
it reminds me of a vet I met up at Dr. Bill's. I can't remember his name. But he did his own kinesiology. And folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about muscle testing. And you can actually learn how to do a simple little procedure that you ask the patient's body if a particular remedy is compatible, so to speak, and then the body will tell you. And what he did, he would hold the remedy in his hand and put it on the animal,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd use his right finger as the test instead of the patient's arm. Usually the arm,
right.
But my name is Martha Norwalk, my name is Doug Gearout. You can't hold it up. So right. That's how he did it.
And yeah, whatever works.
Yeah. So that's kind of a way when you don't want
to. You don't have
to
use a jumper cable. That'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, you don't have to use the jumper cable that way. So, gosh, how about that? We're off on tangents. We haven't even gotten started yet. So let's see. All right, we did that. Okay. So anyway, the other thing I want to do is give Dr. Mike an opportunity to come in and do a show, and because I figure he's got some splaining to do.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah. He's got some splaining to do. So, and I'm sure he would like to talk to everybody and say goodbye now. Obviously, things have been crazy, and I have actually not been able to talk to him personally yet. But I'm going to extend the invitation and get him on the air. And if we have to do a special Vet Sunday sometime, you know, to get him on, we will. But
you can do it through the phone, though, right?
Oh, yeah. He can always be on the phone. It's just more fun to have you in the studio. And at any rate, he is gone from Pilchuck as of the 1st of July. My understanding is that he offered to come back a couple days a week and, you know, to cover patients and so forth until they found someone, to take over. But they turned that down.
Hmm.
So you got to wonder if things must not be so rosy.
It doesn't sound very rosy.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. And from the letter, because there were three letters in this mailing from Pilchuck. There was one from Pilchuck, officially, one from Dr. Neary, and one from Dr. Mike. And the from the indications from the letter from Pilchuck itself, the only practitioner, they have one, like, equine vet that does chiropractic that's pretty new at doing that kind of stuff.
Sounds like you get a lot of experience then.
That sounds like it.
Right away.
yeah. But anyways, it sounds like the bases are not covered. And it's... Well, I'm sure for any of you that have been relying on Dr. Mike and Dr. Neary, it's very disconcerting and disappointing. Sorry to lose him. But, you know, glad they're following their dreams and all of that. And hopefully we can get them on the air and find out what the heck is going on. So, all right, let's... Gary, why don't we stay on relative schedule here? We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And that, of course, is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please pay attention and support our sponsors. We'll come back and do a little bit. There's some interesting animal stuff in the news. Not much of it, but we'll go through it quickly because I want dogs to comment on a few things. And we'll get open phone lines. And by the way, if you have a animal medical care question or plant medical care question, we're doing plants too. That covers the bases now because, you know, sometimes on the Como days, we were up against the plant shows, and I think we may be on other stations too. Probably there's a plant show going on now. But if we could handle both, animals
Absolutely.
And plants, we could cover the market. So, hey. All right. So if you want to call in, Gary might just put you on hold until he can get in the other room. But you can call anytime, and we will interrupt whatever we are chatting about to speak with you. A local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, Gary, put those cats back in their cage. Man, are they loud today. What is going on with them? It's raining. Oh, I didn't tell you something. Remind me, I have to tell you something when we're not doing this anymore, because that's why the cats are screaming, because I have something to say. Anyway, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you're home cooking for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a cat formula, a dog formula, a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, and the like, a bird formula, and a horse formula, and there's Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. There's also a vet formula that's stronger. You have to get that from your vet. And you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to muttmanagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out
muttmanagers.com.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Vet Sunday today with Dr. Doug Yearout. And, oh, there we go. Gary, the phone's ringing again now. Whoever's calling, I'll just put him on hold. Now I'll say, now, whoever's calling, you're on hold. You're hearing the radio show in your ear. Just hold on, because we'll take you in just a second. But we have some exciting news here we have to talk about. Oh, I need to tell you the reason the cats were screaming, because I didn't get to tell you guys. I forgot to tell you that my kitties Taj Mahal, you know, the fabulous outdoor cat enclosure and cat run, you really can't call it a cat run, because it's an immense structure. Phase one is pretty much completed, and yesterday got the inside all done. Well, yeah.
It's so big. It's got
Yeah, it has phases. It has phases. Now, phase one means that the structure is built.
Okay.
But this structure is 20 by 22 feet and very tall and open, but it's 4 feet away from the house, because with my house the way it is, it couldn't be butted up right next to the house. Mm-hmm. So the structure's been done. We cleaned up all the inside and weed eated and all of that, and it's built around a great big huge cedar stump and put all their cat furniture in and everything. So my boys, Scooty and G-Man G, got their first afternoon in the cat run yesterday, and they didn't want to stay in there by themselves, but now that we got all their furniture in there and now it's theirs, oh, they just... we're in seventh heaven. And, you know, flat catting on the grass and Scooty Bakes in the sun and, you know, and climbing all over their furniture. So they were having a fabulous time. Phase two, Gary, is that the cat door has to go in the wall of the house, mm-hmm. and the skywalk has to go in, because they're going to have a skywalk. And their first cat run, they just went through a cat door into the cat run. And in Laurelhurst, they had to go up a cat post, through a cat door, and then through an 18-foot tunnel to get into their cat run. This time, they get skywalk.
Wow.
But so next week, probably the cat door and the skywalk will go in. So they won't be totally happy campers until they can come and go as they please. And then I have to get used to hearing a cat door flap go all the time.
Is there an elevator to the skywalk?
No. It will be ground level in the house. But it will end up being a skywalk, because it'll be the way it works when outside the house would be a couple feet off the ground, probably.
Skywalk sounds nice.
Yeah. Do they have a springboard from when they get to at the end of the skywalk? They spring into the...
Well, no, because it'll just be a short drop to the... But if it's too big a drop, then Scooty will have to have some stairs or something to the...
Get an escalator down or something.
Yeah.
Put a trampoline at the bottom.
Yeah. And then phase three,
oh, excellent,
because there is another, which will probably be ongoing for the rest of my life, will be the environment we create inside the run, because there is a really tall climbing and perching posts for them that are like over 6 feet tall.
Wow.
But they're like only half as high as the interior of mm-hmm. the Kitty Taj Mahal. And there are no rafters in there because of the way it's built. And I don't know if you guys have seen the book, The Cat's House, the people that made the environment for the cats and on their ceiling. You know, there are, you know, stairs and poles to climb up, and then the cats can go from one end of the house to the other on walkways and through cat doors at in ceiling level. Mm-hmm. So gonna do that kind of stuff inside their cat run. So that phase three will be ongoing.
You can start doing agility trials.
I don't have kids like you do, Gary.
No, I think that's great. I love the phases. I think that's fantastic.
So there we are. Now
I'd like to take a look at the plans at some point.
Well, once it's finished, then Rhonda will come over and take photographs of everything. We'll get it up on the website,
yeah,
so everybody can see.
I think people definitely want to see that.
But now we have to talk about, because Doug and I, we got to hear before you do. We know something you don't. It's pretty cool.
I don't know if you should taunt the listeners.
Kind of fun. I mean, I was totally shocked. So, would you want to make this announcement? Well, first of all, you said you weren't going to be here next week.
I will not be here next week.
And so he was breaking that news to me off the air that he won't be here next week.
Actually, be on vacation.
No, we get Valerie.
Yes.
Valerie will be back in the saddle. So anything that goes wrong will be your fault.
Yes.
But you're going on vacation. And then you said you were going to go on vacation in August.
Yes.
But you had to move your vacation up. And there's a big reason for that. And then he just casually drops this, folks, as like no big deal. We moved the vacation because...
Mary's pregnant. My wife.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How cool is that? Yeah. Now, you have your first baby is Finley.
Mm-hmm.
And she's how old now?
She'll be three on the 20, at the end of this month.
Well, cool. That's what my parents did. My parents wanted 3 years between me and my brother. And you're getting to, and I asked you if boy or girl, and he said boy.
Yeah.
So they'll have one of each. Now, mm-hmm. will you be done then at one of each, or are you going to go for more?
No, I think that.
You think you're done?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of good because you got one of each. Then you can be done if you want to. And due when?
September, middle of September, September 10th.
Okay, and Finley, what's Finley's middle name?
Nash.
Finley Nash
Hill. Yep.
Finley Nash Hill. And your little boy is?
Baker Vincent Hill.
Baker Vincent Hill. How cool is that? So anyway, we're pregnant.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Very exciting.
Yeah. I've never been pregnant before.
Neither have I.
Oh, yes, you have. You already have one baby.
I know, but...
Well, since you're part of my family, see, now, I just said I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Man, we're pregnant. Well, not I am. We are.
Right, right.
We're pregnant. We're having another baby. So, and Mary and Finley will come in on my birthday, June 20th, because we'll have Jeff and Freedom the Eagle in the studio. And Finley had her photograph with Freedom when she was here before, when she was much younger. And that was apparently pretty profound. She still loves the photograph. So
yeah,
she's going to come
loves
in.
It.
And I told, and I reminded Gary that Baker will also be here to see Freedom, because if Mary comes, Baker will be here.
Yeah.
And we'll need to get a picture of Freedom and Mary's belly.
I think that'd be very cool.
And then
cool.
we'll have the first picture. So how fun will that be? They can show Baker when he's older. Look, you were there. You got to meet Freedom.
See?
Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's, we were going to do news, but we'll get to that when we don't have anything better to do. And right now, I think we have something better to do. Well, we'll have to see. We do have a caller on the line. We have no idea who it is, so let's do a little Art Bell screening. Caller, you're live on Animal World. Dr. Doug Earout is here. Who's calling?
Hi, Martha. Good morning. This is Allison Burian.
Oh, hi, Alice. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Dr. Doug.
Morning.
I have a couple of questions here that I think will be of general interest to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's regarding Haley, the kitty that probably will end up being mine because her mom's not in good health in the hospital. And she's about 7 years old, and her mom used to be a nurse and used to give her own vaccines. But she's a little sketchy on what she's gotten and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering from Dr. Doug if he could tell me, because I believe in vaccinations but not over-vaccinating,
mm-hmm.
besides rabies, what other two or three should she have at being 7 years
well, let's,
old?
Well, let's find out for now. Dr. Doug, like Alice said, she believes in vaccinating but not over-vaccinating.
Mm-hmm.
What's your core belief here with vaccines?
Once they have their baby shots, they don't need them again.
Okay, so you're not totally really? Opposed to vaccines. You vaccinate when they're younger.
For a lot of them, yes.
And because I think the truth has come out that vaccines last way longer
right.
than
uh-huh.
the veterinary profession has ever...
Way longer.
Way longer. Mm-hmm. So you say once they've been vaccinated as youngsters, you don't vaccinate again.
I recommend that they don't, because they don't get more immune after they get more shots. In fact, they get less immune every time they get another one, plus they get more allergies and chronic disease and all that other stuff.
Wow. No, I
would prefer not to.
No, I know. My animals that I have now, they were all vaccinated when they were young. Now, all of them were vaccinated elsewhere because mm-hmm. I rescued Annie.
Right.
She had already been vaccinated, and I took her at 12 weeks, but she'd already been vaccinated. My cats were vaccinated by the breeder before I got them, and I have none of them, and Annie is 10 and a half, G-Man is 13, Scooty is 15, and this month they're 13 and 15, but they've not had any, none of them have had any vaccinations since I've owned them. So now that's... So, let's see, Alice, Haley's 7 years old.
Yes.
And you say that she was vaccinated by her owner.
Yes, and she said that when she had her as a very young kitten, because she was born in her household, that she had all of her baby shots.
Mm-hmm.
So, Doug, I would assume then from what Alice has said, you would advise that Haley not be vaccinated anymore.
Right.
The reason I bring it up is because she needs to be bathed, and she's not the type that you can bathe because she's domesticated, but she's not handleable. You know, you can't handle her very well. Mm-hmm. That all the places say, well, we can't groom her unless she has a rabies shot.
Well, she has to be current on her rabies shot. That's their... They can ask for that. You know, a business can ask for that to see
those
papers.
I'd find another groomer. That's ridiculous.
There's plenty of places that'll do that.
I've never even known a groomer that required vaccine.
Oh,
yeah, I've been calling around to many, many different places, and they say, well, she has to be current on her
shot. What about those people, the mobile people that come to you that bathe cats and stuff?
Well, they don't come to Burien, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. My next one is that since she's 7 and she's never been spayed, is it too old to spay her at 7?
You just got her?
Well, yeah, I've had her for less than a month.
Right. Well, yeah. So as long as she stays in the house and you know that she's not going to get out and get in trouble, so you can wait a little while for her to adjust.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to... Cats drive you nuts, don't they?
Yeah, so I'm thinking trying to live with an unspayed female cat is a pain in the you-know-what when they go into heat. And Doug, I don't know, I always understood it that when cats don't have a regular heat cycle like dogs. Like dogs usually, if normal, like they come into heat every 6 months and they're in heat for a specific period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding with cats is that once they reach sexual maturity, I mean, when they start coming into heat, they come in and out of heat until they get bred.
Correct.
So that still is pretty much what happens.
Yeah, in
well,
and out
I'm more
every 2 weeks.
Well, I'm more concerned about her having the cancers and tumors and things like that.
Yeah, well, you have to kind of adjust to each other first, and then you'll probably decide you'll want to do that before the end of the year.
Because, you know, you do blood work to see if she's good for surgery and stuff like that first.
Right, and you can do it tighter when you do that blood test to see that she's got enough immunity to those vaccines that you're worried about, and give the letter to the groomers then. If she's up to date enough because she's got this antibody.
I was going to ask you that, if you believe in doing titers.
Would you,
Dr. Doug, explain what doing a titer means?
It's a blood test to check the amount of blood protein immunity that you have to a certain virus or bacteria. And it tells you what the level is, and this level is protective or not.
So if someone is saying, yikes, I thought I should vaccinate my animal every year, and now you're saying I don't need to do that, and in fact that over-vaccinating may be harmful for the animal, there you don't have to play a guessing game.
No.
You can run a blood test to see if your mm-hmm. animal has immunity.
Absolutely.
And then you can decide if you want to vaccinate or not.
Correct. It's almost always.
Good. Alice, you could do that if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, it's a matter of vet costs, but she has to go in for a physical and for, you know, certain things. But she has a few issues here, and until I can get her to the vet, she's born with catnip gene in her, so she likes her catnip. I was wondering if I could put some dry neem in her catnip to get rid of worms until I can have her wormed properly.
Well, just take a stool sample down and see if she needs to be wormed.
Well, I've seen tapeworms.
Oh,
you've seen tapeworms. Okay.
Well, yeah, because neem won't get rid of tapeworms very well.
Oh, I thought it got rid of parasites.
Well,
some maybe.
Yeah, I have a parasite program that you can call up, and I can give you a copy of about how to do natural tapeworm removal.
Cool.
So that would be calling All Animals and Bird Hospital mm-hmm. in Lake Stevens. And the phone number is, I think, don't write this down yet, because let me see if I remember. I think it is 425-334-8171.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Okay, CRS is not happening at the moment for Martha. Okay, so it's All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens, and the phone number is 425-334-8171, and she can ask for...
The natural tapeworm removal folder.
Natural tapeworm removal info.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that, Alice?
Yes, I do. I have one last question, and I appreciate your help today. It's I'm switching her from a food that she's been on her whole entire life that's the first ingredient you give to pigs. So I call it pig food, and it's corn.
Oh, okay.
And I'm switching her to one that has the first ingredient, you know, chicken and then brown rice. And she seems to like that, but I'm switching it over in a month, like, you know, just gradually. Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, do it gradual. And start trying to add some real food to her diet, too.
Oh, well, she's been damaged by her previous lifestyle. She just is, I mean, you can't pick her up. You can't give her fresh food. You can't do this. You can't do that.
She won't take meat?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. I've tried it. No, She's very offended.
Yeah, some cats can be that way. Sometimes if you continue to offer it from, you know, when you're cooking for yourself and all of that, eventually sometimes maybe they'll take it.
Yeah.
And then some of them get on that dry food and it's like kitty crack because of all the chemicals and the stuff that the pet food companies put into it.
It is.
And they don't want anything else.
But the one I'm giving her has got very few ingredients and it's called California Naturals or something and it's got only like 5 or 6 ingredients.
Yeah, California Naturals is basic, good,
good quality diet. Yeah.
Now, but you can get them off those diets because I know G-Man, one of my blue boys, my blue Abyssinians, was a kitty crack, you know, on dry food, and he just adores dry food. But my cats don't get any dry food at all anymore.
Yeah.
They get raw food, raw cooked, and they get some canned food. And that's because I give Scooty gets transfer factor and I can mix the transfer factor. That's a supplement that, you know, doctor, and you know about transfer,
mm-hmm.
you know, you use
yeah,
transfer
use it.
Factor. And I find that the juicy, you know, I use a high quality canned food that's really juicy. So the powder mix into it well and Scooty will take it that way. So that's why he gets some canned food. But the majority of my cat's diet is raw and home cooked.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Doug and Martha. I appreciate all of your help today.
Oh, you're welcome, Alice.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we do have another caller on the... Oh. Yeah, we do have another caller on the line. Let's see who's calling what they want. We'll probably have to hold them over, but I don't want to lose them. So, caller, line two, you're on the line with Dr. Doug Yearout. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Martha. This is John.
John?
Yes.
Okay, what can we do for you today,
John? Martha, I called in like 2 weeks ago when Kim was on.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Right, and that was the one that where a baby juvenile squirrel showed up on my porch.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, Doug, you're going to love this one. Now, were you able to call Sarvi and connect with Jeff Guidry about his squirrel?
Yeah, I emailed him. He wasn't available, so I emailed him.
About Mr. Timms is his squirrel.
Right.
Or was his squirrel.
And, Jeff was on, he's still on book tour, so he said when he came back he would call me.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool.
So I'm just kind of waiting on that.
All right, well, we've just got a couple minutes left in this hour, so can you hold over?
Okay.
We're not going to have a long break, but why don't you tell Dr. Doug what kind of questions you have so he can be pondering it while we turn the hour around, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, the question, just like Mr. Tim that Jeff had, there was a problem when he reached sexual maturity.
Right.
And that he was, you know.
Because this is a little gray squirrel.
Right.
That you've had how long?
Oh, about a month now.
And I can't remember the details, but somehow.
I wasn't able to take him to a shelter, at least. I didn't want to drive all the way to Sarvi, and the local places didn't want him because they were full up pretty much, and animal control said they'd put him down. So I continued. My friend came over, and she nursed him a little bit, gave him some goat milk, and just as whatever we could find, you know, broccoli stems and things that we saw on the internet that they feed him. And so he's still around now, and basically he's an indoor-outdoor model. He's outside most of the time, and then he comes in when he wants some food or attention, or he's kind of bridging both worlds.
That's very interesting. Gosh. Anyway, John, so you can hold on for us over the top of the hour?
Sure.
Cool. All right, we're going to put John on hold, and how fun is this going to be? We're going to get a little squirrel education from Dr. Doug. I'm excited. And I don't know if you probably don't, well, I'll tell you that while we go to break. But anyway, if you would like to speak with Dr. Doug, you can call about any kind of animals, dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, reptiles, fish, wildlife, and plants. we got the bases covered. So if you want to give us a call, local number 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're turning this puppy right around. Tip doesn't run till 11, so stay right where you are. And Vet Sunday with, I forgot the baby squirrel's name, but we'll
Mr. Tim.
No, that was Jeff's squirrel. I don't know what John's squirrel's name is. But anyway, stay tuned because we're going to learn about gray squirrels and an indoor-outdoor model. This is going to be very cool. Stay with us. Animal World continues until noon.